the regime itself had become, you know, very corrupted. They weren't merit-based. They weren't really unified for any sort of national goals or ideals. This is all a very patronage-based and politicized set of institutions. And so when the regime was threatened, there really wasn't both the will or the capacity to respond. You know, it also underscores that the Assad regime was there because of the external support that it had. It never had legitimacy or popularity within Syria. You know, it was being propped up by the Russians primarily and Iranians. And with their being distracted in Ukraine and in Iran, within Iran and in Lebanon with Hezbollah, they were not able to come in and rescue Assad this time.
What about where things stand now? It seems to be a big question mark. Who is going to be in charge with these rebels that were able to take over? What happens to the government now that he just fled so quickly?
Well, it is a period of great uncertainty and nobody really knows. Probably the rebels themselves don't know because they have been so focused on the military aspects. And so this will be a very fluid period in the coming days and weeks. You know, there's more than one rebel group, and so they are going to have to try to cobble together some sort of governing coalition. Indications are that the rebels have communicated to the respective ministries in Syria that they want them to continue to perform their functions, that they want a smooth transition, that there won't be there won't be uniform action taken against those working with the Assad government. Really the focus is on those who were most in the political leadership. So, you know, that bodes well for a smoother transition. There does seem to be some dialogue happening between some senior members of the former government and the rebel leadership. And so I think it will remain to be seen whether the rebels are able and willing to live up to their pronouncements that that the purpose for their actions was to restore interest and the rights and the will of the Syrian people.
There's a lot of concern in the West, including the United States, that, you know, the ISIS is going to take over or some other insurgency group that is not friendly to the West. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, ISIS remains a priority for the region and internationally. By all accounts, ISIS was not a part of this movement. And so, and with the recent U.S. strikes against ISIS, clearly they seem to still be on the defensive. Of course, as we said, this is a fluid period. All actors in Syria are going to have to recalibrate their posture, you know, their coalitions. And I'm sure ISIS is looking at ways that they can take advantage. And if there's a vacuum to try and fill it.